This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
Don't say the name of the show.
Learning University.
It's the Nina,
the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
How much wood could the Vice President chuck if the Vice President could chuck wood? That's the question for the day.
Okay. How much wood could the Vice President
chuck?
If the Vice President could chuck wood.
Those guys are funny. I don't know who
those
they are. But
some funny guys. And good
who is that man chucking wood? Vice President. you know, President Trump chucked some wood. It was the greatest wood chuck that's ever been chucked before in history.
He's chucked Chuck Schumer around a couple times.
And this
chucking
is going to come roaring back. All right?
Yeah.
Unlike anything you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, Tim.
And J.J. Jasper. How you doing, brother J.J.?
Good to be here. Hey, do you know what Thomas Jefferson's favorite dessert was? Montagello. And I've got worse ones. The Liberty Bell heard a joke so funny, it cracked him up.
It cracked him up. I got that one before you finished it.
And if there are some of the younger ones listening, what did King George think of the American colonists? He thought they were absolutely revolting. Absolutely.
Well,
revolting.
And he's got worse. Thank you for getting us off on the wrong foot, JJ.
All right, Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. What we're going to do here, we do every Friday, is ask trivia questions, and I ask riddles. So I run out of riddles. I'll be asking riddles. And so we're going to do that, and then you call in, and then you answer and or ask. Answer and or ask. That's how we do this. Let me give the phone number. I don't have it.
I got it.
Go, Ed.
888-589-8840. Now, that is the number to call if you want to get on this here show. 888-589-8840. We do ask you, if you have gotten on the show in the last 2 months, last 8 weeks, wait a week. We try to get as many people run through as we can.
Hey, last week I was out, and Steve Jordahl actually did a better job than me. So I asked him if he wanted to swap and let me be a newsman. He could be a professor at Learning University. So his people are going
to
get with my people.
I left
you a riddle, Tim, before I left town. I was in Missouri, St. Genevieve, Missouri, for the Center for Women Options for Life banquet, and a great banquet. We've got some wonderful listeners there. Say hello to Kenny Williams, maybe listening this morning.
All right.
All right, here we go. Let's see. We got that out of the way. Oh, yeah, JJ, you want to tell them about the cowbell question?
Oh, one of these original 9 questions is a mystery question. If you answer correctly, you'll hear this sound, the beloved cowbell. And that means you win yourself a Learning University T-shirt. Those of you that are watching, we're holding these up. Athletic, gray, good-looking T-shirt. Whole lot of fun. And if you don't win one, but you just want to purchase one, graduation gift, just a wedding gift. Yeah.
Everybody gets the same old stuff all the time.
That's true.
Why not give as a wedding gift a Trivia Friday T-shirt?
Yeah,
forget the big
screen TV or the blender or the microwave. Get them one of these T-shirts.
You can just order straight from afastore.net, and you don't have to go to do the thing that
you
my wife
does
all the time.
You don't have to register and do all that.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
Does y'all's wives ever say about buying a wedding present, they're only registered at fill in the blank, and it's only some places like 3 times as much as Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever like that. So I should be looking. Oh, they're only registered at Neiman Marcus.
You don't see anybody registered at Walmart, do you?
No.
Well, my wife and I, we registered at Crystal's. for the hamburgers.
Well, you'll probably get a lot of get Crystal gift cards in, Ed, for whatever it is you're celebrating if you registered at Crystal.
I know I've told this on the show before, but my wife said, "Now, what do you want for the cake for your table?" I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "You hadn't been to very many weddings, have you?" So I've got this table, you've got this table. You know, what kind of cake or whatever? I said, "Well, Kentucky boy marrying a Mississippi girl." I said, "I want moon pies and RC Colas." She started laughing. She said, "Really, seriously, what do you want?" I said, "That's what I want. I want a number two wash tub, iced down RC, and moon pies. She said, "That's going to be a lot of money for just a joke, a gag." She says, "Nobody's going to do that." At the wedding, at the reception, there was they descended on my table, and they wiped everything out.
It was a horde.
A horde. Everybody was around the table just wearing out those moon pies and RC colors. I said, "This is great."
I remember that.
You got to watch those hordes. They swoop in, and there's nothing left.
Locust
horde.
Moon pie, locust.
When you had your daughter's graduation with Sadie, her graduation last year, right?
Right.
2 years ago.
Yes, last year.
Is that when you had, did you have one of those then?
One of these RC?
I know you had the thing where you had to write something special, a memory.
That was for Sadie at her graduation
or a
last
thought.
Year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I got the sheet of paper, a little sheet. You can write much.
Right.
And I think I wrote.
Like a post-it note.
Yeah. I think I wrote. And you put it in there, you fold it up, and she reads it. A week later,
when
or whatever.
When she's in college, okay. In her dorm room.
So I wrote that, Sadie, I said, "You're a great girl. By the way, you owe me $2.75 from a couple years ago on our trip."
She read that to us. We laughed.
I said, "It's no big deal, but if you, you know, if you could."
There's
Whenever you get a job, please, I need that money back.
Oh, funny stuff.
All right, let's go, Ed. What do you got?
All right, here are my three questions. First, what five rights are guaranteed in the First Amendment to the Constitution? What five rights are guaranteed in the First Amendment to the Constitution? Second question, what is the official name of the Statue of Liberty? What is the official name of the Statue of Liberty? Third question, now you guys aren't going to believe this because of our initial discussion. Power drills often have a device called a chuck. We were just talking about woodchuck.
We didn't plan this.
We did not plan it. What is a chuck? That's what I got.
Oh, that's good. Here's what I've got. Thinking about this weekend, first question, how old is America this weekend? The Declaration of Independence is America's birth certificate. We celebrate America's birthday tomorrow. How many years? How old is America? Second question from the Bible, what was John the Baptist's father's name? What was John the Baptist? What was his father's name? Third question, true or false? The Lincoln Continental luxury automobile was named after the Continental Army. Is that true or false? The Lincoln Continental was named after the Continental Army. True or false?
Did you say Baptist?
Yes, I did. I got hung up there.
But I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't sure if I heard that right.
John the Baptist is and I don't know what his father's name is in the Bible, but they called him Bubba for short.
Bubba, that's right.
Bubba the Baptist?
Bubba the Baptist.
Yeah.
There are a lot of Bubbas who are Baptists.
Yes, that is true.
You know, and I have a hard time, and I'm not being sacrilegious. Sometimes if you say Jesus is, to try to say something about a possession of his, and you can get sort of hung up saying Jesus is this, or Jones is, or somebody. Right.
Got to be careful.
Yeah, always.
All right, here are my three riddles. What? They always say, you know, they always say, what goes up must come down, right?
Yes.
True for my 401k.
Well, my first riddle is, what goes up but never comes down? What goes up but never comes down? Number two, if it took six people 9 hours to build a barn, how long would it take 12 people to build the same barn?
Oh, Mike, this is a horror show. I just had a flashback to the sixth grade.
Well, yeah, I can't keep just throwing out
I need to sharpen my pencil.
I got to challenge you every once in a while. All right, listen now. Did you get the question?
Yeah, but somebody's chewed the end of my eraser off, and I don't. I just feel wholly unprepared.
Man, I haven't used a number two pencil in probably.
Well, Mr. Wildman, you're supposed to sharpen your pencil before class.
I know.
Yeah, and you need to turn around in your seat, face this direction.
Right.
I'm the one supposed to be talking here.
Right. Did you bring gum for everybody, Mr. Wildman? All right.
What was that question again?
I know it has something to do about the train leaving Boston.
It's similar. All right. You can get this one. If it took 6 people 9 hours to build a barn, how long would it take 12 people to build the same barn? And my third riddle, when is a door not a door? When is a door? Maybe these are riddles, people. I'm not going to lay it out there for you.
Or maybe it's on the tax form.
I'm just not going to put it on every question on a tee.
There you go.
To use a baseball metaphor.
Come on.
Here during baseball season.
Or on the chuck.
Right. when is a door not a door? All right, I'm ready. Here's the first gentleman who's called, Ed.
All right, we're going to go to Ohio first.
Yes, we are.
And Matt is on the line. Matt, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We sure can, Matt. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
I'm glad to be on. Can I give a shout out to my church and my pastor?
Absolutely.
Yes, no, I'm against it. No, you go right ahead. Your pastor works hard. Give him a shout out.
He puts up with me.
That's right.
It's Harvest Life Worship Center, and the pastor, his name is Chris Conley.
Wonderful.
All right. Yeah. Give him a hand. Pastor, give him a raise.
Pastor Chris. All right, Matt, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both, sir.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
About John the Baptist's father's name.
Here you go, JJ.
John the Baptist.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, John the Baptist. What was his father's name? What was his name, Matt?
Zacharias, I believe.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Zacharias.
Zacharias. And I always get Zacharias and Zacchaeus mixed up, and I think that it was that song. Zacharias was a wee little man, down from that tree.
You can't sing that anymore. That's short shaming.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we canceled that. No more doing that.
Berkeley challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's Zacchaeus who was climbed up the tree, but Zacharias was John the Baptist, and you remember the angel, and he lost his voice in the story there.
Yes.
Hey, way to get us started, Matt. That's great.
All right, Matt, bring it.
I didn't hear the cowbell.
Well, that wasn't the mystery question.
Yeah, you were within 1 out of 9 out of getting that, so you made it easy for the next
There's
person.
A reason you didn't hear the cowbell, Matt, because that wasn't the mystery question.
I was bumped to lose my time. I don't get a T-shirt.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Could you repeat, please?
I said I was bumped a week from last week. I didn't get on last week.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you were bumped, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, what's your question for us, Matt?
Oh, it's a two-parter. It's extra credit. Okay. The old sci-fi show Lost in Space, what was the name of the actor in the robot?
Robbie the Robot was the actual... I don't know who did the voice.
He's the one that won the Academy Award.
Well,
was
Robbie
that guy.
Was on Forbidden Planet.
It's the same. It's the same robot, right?
No. Different robot. I'm a robot freak. Some people just say freak, but
all right. Tell us. You better tell us. I don't think we're going to get either one, and we can barely hear you.
Yeah,
Matt.
I would just throw in here Breaker 19 right there.
Can you hear me now?
Well, you were over modulating. Try it again. Tell us the answer to both parts.
Bob May is the actor inside the robot, and who supplied the voice is Dick Tufeld.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir.
Be
Matt.
Careful of those fireworks and. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Hey, by the way, this is not a funny one, but I was reading last night, and they were talking about people doing fireworks during the 4th of July, and they said, do not use hand sanitizer, and then do your fireworks.
Oh, because of the alcohol.
The alcohol. And I said, I said to Allison, I said, there are a lot of people going to do that.
Yes.
Sure they will. Sure they will.
Now, I don't know how long it takes to dry. What, 1 minute maybe?
I don't know.
Two minutes, something like that. But you're going to have alcohol residue on your fingers for probably a couple, 3 minutes anyway. And if you light that firecracker.
That could be some serious
problems. I know, it's not funny. You're going to have trouble.
And here's the deal. Good luck making it through the TSA at the airport. Hey, we flagged this old boy right here. He's got alcohol and gunpowder residue on his hand. We're going to have to keep you for quite a while.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
Matt, he gave a shout out, and I think we need to give a shout out. Our producer, Brent Creeley, today's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Brent.
All right, and he's 34 years old.
34. Yeah.
Not many people know that.
Ed, you ought to go ahead and just lead us and sing happy birthday.
I'm not going to do it.
All right.
A lot of people say to me, I didn't know you couldn't sing.
You look
like happy birthday, Brent.
Like hey, by the way, if you want to watch on Facebook or YouTube live stream, we're live streaming on Facebook or YouTube. Just type in today's issues and you can join us there. Brent, you're 30 what? 34. So born the year?
86.
Where's birthday day when you need him?
That was the year I started work here. The year you were born.
86.
Yeah, 1986.
That was the year the Red Sox blew game 6 of the World Series to the New York Mets.
And the year I graduated from college.
Huh?
It was bad
all the way around.
Is that when the ball went through the legs?
Yeah, Bill Buckner went right through his legs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're not bitter.
I remember where I was.
I wouldn't let that bother you because I think that was meant to be. You know what I'm saying? When the ball goes through the legs of a professional first baseman and a dribbler and you lose the World Series, God is not for you.
Oh my goodness.
I hope people understand the spirit in which I'm saying that. I don't dig that out of the Bible, except that I draw it as a general principle.
Yeah.
All right.
Theology 101.
Okay, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Mississippi, and Sharon is on the line. Sharon, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How are y'all, professors?
Sharon, thanks for calling. Where are you calling from in Mississippi?
Oh, I'm in Pontotoc.
Oh, right down the road.
Right down the road.
Near the road, not far from JJ and Ed's homes. I'll tell you where they live.
Anywhere in Pontotoc, you're pretty close.
He's about to dox us, isn't he?
Yeah. Sorry about that. Well, y'all have good gardens, and you're not there all the time.
That's right.
What I'm saying.
Sharon, ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
The First Amendment.
Okay, great. What five rights are guaranteed in the First Amendment to the Constitution?
We have the right to free speech, the right to publicly assemble, peaceably assemble.
Right.
The right to redress grievances for the government.
Right.
We have the right to free press and freedom of religion.
Freedom of religion. All right.
Wow.
Got it. Excellent work.
Nowhere else in the world has that.
You're right. That's right.
No one else in the world.
Excellent job, Sharon.
Absolutely. Good job, Sharon.
Sharon, you made us proud, and we do have, and we recognize the right to pursue life, liberty, and a good barbecue grill.
I don't think that's how it goes, but.
What time are you guys going to be grilling? What time you want us to show up tomorrow? Hot dogs, hamburgers, ribs? What are we talking about for tomorrow, Sharon?
You bring it, we'll cook it.
That's a feisty lady. Yeah, She's on to us. What's your question for us?
Well, I have a sports question.
Okay, go ahead.
What is the oldest professional sports trophy in North America?
The oldest professional sports trophy in North America. The actual, an actual trophy. Okay, hang on a second, Sharon. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here.
Okay.
She's not talking about championship, she's talking about trophy. I'm going to say the Stanley Cup. I'm going to say hockey.
Really?
Well, I'm trying to think of there being an actual trophy that's older than that.
That came out.
Yeah.
Now, so, basketball, so Neesmith, he started that with that peach basket way back when. Would there have been a trophy with that? Of course, baseball, you know, goes back so far. That was pennants, not really trophies.
I'm gonna say. You guys can say whatever you want.
I'm gonna go with it.
I'm gonna say the Stanley Cup.
Ice hockey. Go ahead, Sharon.
No, go ahead.
I don't have anything else.
I'm gonna say the Stanley Cup for hockey.
Okay. All right, you are absolutely correct.
All right, way to go, Ed.
That's our professor.
This older leagues and older championships, but in terms of a trophy.
I knew if Ed were there, he would get it.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, how did you know that? Are you a hockey fan?
Yeah, what's a Mississippi girl knowing about hockey?
Well, I wasn't raised in Mississippi, but I was, and so I was, I know a little bit about hockey, and I do like it.
Yeah, good.
But I was just doing some research.
Wow.
Well, we like that kind of question. Dedication to the pursuit of knowledge.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, Sharon, for you knowing the things there pertaining to America's history, a lot of people, they don't even teach that in school anymore, to our shame. And good for you for knowing our rights.
Sharon, you weren't raised in Mississippi. You weren't raised in Massachusetts either, I don't think, were you?
No, I was not.
Okay, where were you raised?
Different places. My dad was military.
Military, okay. Traveled around. Okay.
You didn't think that was a Boston accent?
I didn't gather that, no. You're right.
No, when my dad retired from the military, he and my mom were both from this area, so we moved back here.
Wonderful.
Gotcha, right. Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you,
Sharon, have a great 4th of July
celebration.
Okay, thanks for calling. We're going to take our break a minute or two early, and then we'll come back. We'll go to John in Ohio, Tony in Arkansas, Sam in Louisiana, and then you, too, can be on Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio simply by calling
888-589-8840.
By calling
888-589-8840.
We'll be back in a minute.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Wondering how you'll finish your degree now? At Liberty University, we want to help. So when you transfer into one of our more than 100 undergraduate online programs this fall, you could earn up to $3,600 in transfer student scholarships, or more if you live in Virginia. That means you could pay less than $900 per course and transfer in up to 75% of your degree. That's up to 90 credits. Save time and money at a school that's been helping students like you for over 30 years. Learn more by texting DEGREE to 49595. That's DEGREE to 49595.
A beloved tradition at the University of Georgia is now gone with the wind. The director of the Redcoat Marching Band announced they will no longer play Tara's theme at football games. The instrumental classic was the theme song for Gone with the Wind. The director said the song did not create a welcoming environment to minority football players. Head coach Kirby Smart said it was the right thing to do, said it's important to evaluate history and work to bring people together. Meanwhile, the Southeastern Conference Football League sent a warning to the entire state of Mississippi, either change your flag or face retribution. The SEC commissioner said unless the Confederate-era emblem is removed from the flag, they will consider moving all championship games out of the Magnolia State. Nothing more than an old-fashioned cancel culture shakedown. You know, my new book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation, documents this very dangerous crusade to erase American history and culture. And I believe every freedom-loving American needs to read this book. I'm Todd Starnes.
Speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands. And who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
I wanted to keep that going because Superman used to fight for truth, justice, and the American way.
Right.
Nowadays.
Right. We need to get rid of him.
That American way. Who wants it, right?
Who's with me on that one? Okay.
Tear down his statue.
Oh, my word. Hey, guys, right. Speaking of Superman, so Melanie, my wife and I, last night, we said we're going to start this independence celebration off right. And we stayed up late last night and watched Patriot. And
I don't know if
you've seen that movie or not. And I'm not going to tell you what happened, but Mel Gibson was trying to be real peaceful and neutral, and then something happened, and he went all Old Testament on some folks.
Redcoats.
Woo! And he helped get this country started. Yes, sir. That is a one patriotic movie right there.
Yeah.
And a lot of violence. You know, if you haven't seen it, you know, be advised. Yeah. I don't think there's any language in it, but. Yeah, what a movie.
That scene you're talking about, and we won't give too much away, where he goes Old Testament on some redcoats. The look on two of his boys' faces, it's like, Dad,
we never saw this.
No back talk from me from now on.
That's right.
All right, let's repeat our questions and get back to the phones, fellas.
You mean questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
All right.
By the way, let me just challenge all the listeners out there during this July 4th celebration weekend. Use heretofore somewhere and help us get this back in the – we're losing it.
In the lexicon.
Yes, the word. We've got to get that word back.
We're losing it in the American lexicon, and I think we can all do our part.
I'm going to give a shout-out to David in Dallas who emailed me on a different an issue. I don't want to go into all the details. But he said, if you have any questions that have heretofore gone unanswered, my parole officer lives in Dallas.
Was that on the microphone? Did I say that out loud?
Listen, I didn't mean to say that.
He put heretofore in the email. So.
I'm going to regret saying this, but the town where we live, they said you have to wear a mask before you go into any businesses. My wife and I walked, and we had the mask. We've been trying to remember to do that. We walked into this store, corner store, didn't have our mask. Melanie said, oh, man, we got to go all the way. I said, no, follow my lead. We walk up to the counter, you know, with our honey bun, whatever, and the lady right there, I said, sorry, we're not wearing masks. I said, we're both on parole. And I said, as part of our parole, we can't have our faces covered. And you should have seen her eyes get big. And Melanie said,
that's a good one.
You can't turn it off, can you? I said, no, unfortunately, I cannot.
That's a good one. Go ahead.
Italians, everyone always tells Italians, don't wear masks when you go into stores. it's bad for business or something. I don't know what that's all about. All
I've right. never seen so many stagecoach robbers in my whole life. I'm telling you, it's made me jittery ever since this whole thing started.
Coronavirus. All right, here are my questions. What is the official name of the Statue of Liberty? Yes, the Statue of Liberty has an official name. What is it? Second question. Power drills often have a device called a chuck. What is a chuck? And I'll add a question, a geography question. What sea at the southeastern edge of Europe is the Earth's largest inland body of water? What sea at the southeastern edge of Europe is the Earth's largest inland body of water?
Here's what I've got. First question, how old is America tomorrow? The Declaration of Independence is America's birth certificate. We celebrate America's birthday tomorrow. How old is America? Second question, true or false? The Lincoln Continental Luxury Automobile was named after the Continental Army. Is that true or false? And then I'll add one. Which of the following was not one of the original 13 American colonies? It's multiple choice. Vermont, A, B, Massachusetts, or C, North Carolina? Which of the following was not one of the original 13 American colonies? Vermont, Massachusetts, or North Carolina?
Great questions.
What goes up but never comes down? What goes up but never comes down? That's my first question. Number two, if it took six people 9 hours to build a barn, you have to think about this. If it took six people 9 hours to build a barn, how long would it take 12 people to build the same barn? Okay. All right. My final question. I know when is a door not a door? When is a door not a door? All right. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. Let's go back to Ohio. Second time today. John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Different John. Talk to you guys.
Hey, John. What'd you say?
Did you get the pack?
You're breaking up a little bit, John.
Oh, yeah. The pins? I have to put him on hold just a minute. We're not getting
John, you're breaking up.
I think John sent us some pins.
Oh, okay. I saw those.
Yeah.
Beautiful
pins. John, by the way, we got the pins you sent. And we can't. You were breaking up severely, so we couldn't hear you right there. We wouldn't. Maybe we'd get you back on the line. Tony in Arkansas. Tony's next. Good morning, Tony.
Yes. Hello.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. How are the American Family Radio professors doing?
Well, we are professional, and we are professors.
Yes.
So you didn't err there at all. We're doing really well. We're knocking it out as usual here, every question that comes
proud
our way.
Proud to be an American, Tony. We're happy
absolutely.
Yes, sir. Glad feeling to be patriotic.
Glad to be in America and looking forward to the 2020 election.
Yes, sir. Yeah. As soon as we get off, I'm gonna stop by that tent. Three Finger Joe. I'm gonna buy my fireworks. I'm ready.
Hey, remind me, I've got to mail in 10 votes for myself today. I need to get started on that. You know we can all do that.
Take a while.
You know we can all do that now, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Tony, ask, answer, or do both, sir.
Well, I was trying to think of something to ask, but couldn't come up with nothing, so I will answer one.
Okay.
I will answer the question about how old is America.
Yes, sir. Here's the question. How old is America tomorrow?
Okay. Yeah. I actually heard this, I think, the other day on the radio. It might have been y'all's radio station. But I believe this year it's going to be 244 years old.
And that is the mystery question.
Wonderful.
Oh, man. All right.
You've won yourself a Trivia Friday t-shirt.
Learning University.
Sweet.
And we're going to send it to you in the mail today or tomorrow, I guess.
What do you think about that, Tony?
Hey, I like that. Yeah. I like that. I will wear it proudly.
Yes, sir.
And these are good-looking t-shirts right
here.
If I do say so myself.
Yeah, 2020 minus 1776. And America is 244 years old tomorrow. Hey, Tony, you mentioned something about the election. All jokes aside, I heard a commentator the other night say how critical the election in November is. He said it basically boils down to this. Here's what the election's going to be between. It's going to be between constitutional conservatives and progressive socialists. So wherever, whatever camp you are, you know, you are in, that's what the choice. That's the choice you have for this.
Right. Well, you need to get out. If you're in the socialist camp, you need to get out.
I'm for Trump 100%.
Get out of. You need to get out of socialist camp. All right, Tony? Yeah, go ahead, brother.
He said he didn't have a question for us.
I heard David Barton this morning, earlier this morning, and he was talking about. He was talking about what they used to preach. And took a lot of sermons from the
founding fathers.
Founding fathers of that time. Is there? How would I get those? Do you have like a podcast with those on them?
You can go to Wall Builders. He has those. David Barton and they
wallbuilders.com.
They printed the sermons. New York City. Big cities, they actually printed the sermons from Sunday. They printed them in the paper on Monday.
Right.
The people that say that we weren't founded with Judeo-Christian principles, they're just not being honest.
Tony, we'll send you that T-shirt. Go to wallbuilders.com, wallbuilders.com. Thanks for calling. You're listening to Trivia.
I was going to say, Tony, I'm going to put you on hold, so do not hang up.
Yes, sir. Sorry, I was
getting
ahead of ourselves here. Sam in Louisiana is up next. Hi, Sam.
Sam, you may want to turn down your radio so you don't get that feedback and that delay. You there?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to Trivia Friday, Sam. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
Ooh, I think I'll do the one about the barn.
Oh, way to go, Sam. All right, stretch yourself here. Here we go. If it took 6 people 9 hours to build a barn, how long would it take 12 people to build the same barn, Sam?
The barn's already built.
correct. Correct.
Oh, the same barn. Oh, that's so
correct.
Tricky.
Sam, you got the correct answer specifically is none. The barn is already built.
Oh, that's so tricky.
I was dividing
9 by 2.
Yeah.
Since you had double the work, I would say 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
That's why I always get these wrong.
You just wasted a lot of time right there.
Yes, really, because it took a long time for me to divide 9.
That's why they kicked you out of the Barn Builders Union.
So, again, for those who are wondering what just happened, here's what just happened. If it took 6 people 9 hours to build a barn, how long would it take 12 people to build the same barn? The answer is, as Sam said from Louisiana, none. The barn is already built. There you go.
That's just tricky.
I know. That's why it's a great
tricky riddle.
All right. You got one for us, Sam?
Yeah.
Bring it.
How many signers of the Declaration of Independence later became the signers of the Constitution?
Well, that's a great question.
I've used this
I've heard that before. Yeah. From Stephen McDowell and David Barton. And
right.
William Federer and others.
I'm going to say 3.
It's like 17 or something like that.
I don't know. I would just be guessing.
Three. You guessing 3?
Yes, sir.
What is it, Sam?
According to my records, it's 6.
6.
6. Who were they? Yeah. Do you know their names?
Yeah, I got Benjamin Franklin, Robert Morris, George Reed, Roger Sherman. You can't read my hand right here.
Are you a doctor?
Yeah, I know.
That's good, Ed. Good one right there.
All right,
we got about 20 minutes. You think you can come up?
All right,
Sam, you think you can come up with the other two?
George Clayman.
Who?
Clayman.
George Strait.
No, he's a country singer.
Still trying to read that writing, aren't you, Sam? Hey, Sam, I saw a little cartoon where it was your proverbial deserted island with a palm tree, and it was about 6 guys in lab coats, and they're scribbling all on the island, and then the one guy was going, really? None of y'all can write help legibly, and this airplane was just flying over, like not even slowing down because they just had it scribbled and you couldn't read help.
Thank you, Sam. Is that it?
That's it.
All right, thank you, Brother Sam. I tell you what I always, and this is funny, but it could be serious. Doctors, you know, who write their prescriptions.
Right.
Well, those are drugs.
Right.
Yes.
And
that's what I hear.
The pharmacist is trying to decipher what it is you're getting prescribed. That's always kind of worried me a little bit.
Yeah.
For those, and I don't even know if doctors still do that anymore. A lot of times they just call in to the
pharmacy. Right.
To the pharmacy. But even then, you just take the pills.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't know.
You talk about an act of faith.
Maybe the pharmacist got a call midway through your thing.
Yes, that's right.
Put the wrong thing. Am I the only one
that thinks about that?
I've thought about, or maybe even heard it as an illustration about faith. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, I don't have faith. I just got a little bit of faith. No, you got more faith than you realize. You'll be on vacation. You feel bad. You go to, a doctor that you've never met,
right,
scribble something you can't read.
Yeah.
They take it to a pharmacist that you have no idea who they are, and they give you something in a pill. You don't know if it's floor sweepings or what. I mean, you know, it's made in China. You really don't know. You don't know what's in there, but you take it with complete confidence. You declare to your family, "Ooh, this is great. I'm going to feel better before the day is up. I'll be ready to get back out on the beach tomorrow since I took this pill." You've got faith.
We just
had to put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yeah, and not so much in all these other things that any one of those could go sideways.
Right.
That'll preach.
That will preach.
Back to the phone, Dad.
All right. In fact, I'm preaching this Sunday at church. I may use that.
Where are you preaching? So if people are close by.
Oh, I'm preaching at Hope Church.
Hope Church in Tupelo, Mississippi, North Mississippi. Great.
All right, we go to Oklahoma, and Dennis is on the line. Dennis, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, how are you guys?
Man, doing great.
We're
Thank
blessed,
you for
Dennis.
Asking.
We got more faith than we realized we had.
Well, that's good. Hey, I got both.
All right, so you want to ask?
I want to.
And answer?
I want to answer, yes.
Which one you want to answer, Dennis?
When is a door not a door?
Okay, let me ask, when is a door not a door, Dennis?
When it's a jar.
Yeah, there you go.
When it's a
jar. What I'm talking about, Dennis.
Oh, there we go.
Oh man.
When is a door not a door, Dennis from Oklahoma gets it right. The correct answer again, Dennis, is what?
When it's a jar.
For those of you who are getting upset at me... These are riddles, okay? I know you're getting mad. It's,
Well, now my mind went to mason jar, but you're talking about the door not being closed completely.
Duly noted,
jar.
JJ.
The double meaning.
Like that little voice when you thought, this woman's confused when you got the modern cars. Your door is a jar. No, ma'am, it ain't. It's a door.
But I will turn right, no matter what road it is. Of course, I've been doing what the woman's voice has said all my life while I was driving. My wife would say, "Turn here." I say, "Yes, ma'am." Now I just get it on the.
I like those following those directions, and then you end up on some dead end road, and your destination.
I've done that.
Arrived at your destination.
Yes. Yes.
No, so I haven't. I'm looking for Jason from Friday the 13th. That's where I am, ma'am. I'm not at no destination. No destination. Like in English?
Yes.
Dennis, do you have a question for us, brother?
Yes, I do. It's a little bit of a riddle.
Okay.
What's better than God, worse than the devil? The dead eat it, and if we eat it, we die.
Nothing.
You've heard that one.
Yes, that's the only way I can answer a riddle.
Hey, Dennis, introduce your sidekick there. We hear a sweet voice in the background. Who's with you there?
That is my wife, Moana.
Wonderful. Thank you all for listening to AFR. Have a wonderful Independence celebration this weekend.
All right.
We need to repeat our questions, fellas. And by the way, give the phone number to reach us here.
Yes, the number to call if you want to be on Trivia Friday is 888-589-8840. 888-520. That number again, 888-589-8840.
And let's see, let's repeat our questions.
All right, here are my three. What is the official name of the Statue of Liberty? What is the official name of the Statue of Liberty? Second question. Power drills often have a device called a chuck. What is a chuck? And third question, what sea at the southeastern edge of Europe is the Earth's largest inland body of water? The Earth's largest inland body of water. That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? The Lincoln Continental luxury automobile was named after the Continental Army. Is that true or false? Second question, which of the following was not one of the original 13 American colonies? A, Vermont, B, Massachusetts, C, North Carolina. Which of the following was not one of the original 13 American colonies? Vermont, Massachusetts, or North Carolina? And then I'll add one. Which two U.S. presidents died on July the 4th in the same year? Which two U.S. presidents died on July the 4th in the same year, which was pretty remarkable when you think about
right.
it. Two presidents, and they both died within hours of each other on July the 4th.
All right, here are my riddles. Let's see, two of them have been answered. So the one that has not is, what goes up but never comes down? And I'm not talking about it. Forget all the NASA stuff, okay?
Okay. All that NASA.
That's not what I'm talking about. Did I just demean their profession by calling it stuff?
No.
Houston, we have another problem.
It's you're touring NASA, and you walk into the warehouse. Hey, we got a bunch of this stuff over here. It goes up into space.
Is that like scientific right. stuff or what?
All right. So what goes up but never comes down? That's riddle number one. I'll add one. Let's see. I have no life, but I can die. What am I? I have no life, but I can die. What am I?
A high school boy?
Why would you say that?
I have no life. I had no life when I was in high school.
Hey, I'm a little
I've
late.
I've got no life.
I'm a little late to this, but you're talking about going into the museum or just whatever, yeah. all the, you know, hey, yeah, we got a little bunch of space stuff over here. Well, the only thing missing from what you just said was the sign that said, you break it, you pay
you
for it.
You break it, you own it.
How much is that? Yeah. Well, that's $2 trillion. That one right there is $80 billion.
You got a payment
yeah.
plan?
Yeah. I need to add one. I guess that's only two. We got a long time left in the show. All right. Here's my third riddle. Listen carefully. Two fathers and two sons went duck hunting. Each shot a duck, but they shot only three ducks in all. Why is that?
Say that a little more slowly.
All right. Two fathers. And two sons went duck hunting. Each shot a duck, but they shot only three ducks in all. Why is that? Or how is that?
Because the door was ajar. I think I know
why
the
did
answer
you,
to
why,
this,
why
actually.
Did you give it away?
I think I know the answer okay. to that, but
okay.
I'm going to wait and
good,
see.
Ed. I got a free T-shirt over here for you if you can get it right.
Man, that's a good riddle.
Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Hey, if you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at comments@AFR.net. comments@AFR.net. You can watch this show on Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues. We appreciate everybody who listens to AFR all over the country. In fact, we have international listeners on our app, on our AFR app, which you can listen to anywhere in the world, on your phone or your iPad or similar device. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Virginia, and Ann is on the line. Ann, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you, Ann. Where you live in Virginia?
Just outside of Richmond.
Okay. And, of course, Virginia is known as the state of presidents. Did you
right.
know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You got that good. One boulevard with all those statues, if they're still there.
I,
beautiful.
Still there so far.
Where, in Richmond, you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
I grew up in the state of confusion. Maybe you guys have heard of it.
That was.
I'm trying to relate. Okay. See, I told you when I was in high school, I had no life. See, this is the kind of thing I did.
Hey, here comes Eddie Spaghetti.
Hey, and ask, answer, or do both.
Hey, guys, let me hang out with y'all.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
Go the other way.
Okay, since the three of my questions were already answered, I'm going to try the two presidents that died.
Yes, ma'am. Here's the question. Which two U.S. presidents died on July the 4th in the same year?
Okay, is it John Adams and Thomas Jefferson?
Yes, ma'am. And here is the Thomas Jefferson was 83, John Adams was 90. They died within hours of each other, and it seems like, this is fuzzy going from memory, seems like I saw a thing from David Barton or something, that one, when he was hanging on to life, he asked about the other one. Is he still alive?
They were actually political rivals, and I forget which one died first, but the other one, I think he was a little bit upset that he wasn't going to live as long as the other.
Right,
and
right.
They were political rivals, and they died hours apart. It was pretty extraordinary. Yeah.
Men, boy, they take competitive to the whole nother level, even on the deathbed. Yep. I just want to live longer than him.
Yeah,
you're right. And what's your question for us?
Okay, sure. Yeah, we're fans of David Barton too, and we just watched a 12 class history crash course with the Constitution. It was great.
Was Mel Gibson in any of them? Because I'm open to watching it before the weekend's over.
No, it was the Green family, Rick Green.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes. Hey, what's your question for us?
Okay, are the three branches of the federal government co-equal?
Yes.
Yes, they are. In theory.
Yes, in theory, they're supposed to be.
You got me second guessing, but I'm going to say
Go ahead. You got your judicial, executive, and legislative, but at the end of the day, the judicial trumps them all.
Not by design, but that's practice.
That's a political reality.
Yeah. Anyway, what's
the answer, Ann?
Okay, the answer is no. The most power is the legislative branch. And then the executive branch second, and then the least power is the judicial branch.
Explain that, please.
Well, the legislative branch, makes the laws, and that's from the,
It's Article 1.
Right, Article 1, Section 8.
Mm-hmm. So they have a lot of power to be able to say, well, what you just said, I'm going to make it a law to make that not so to the other branch.
Right. But they only have a certain amount of power, and that's given by the people.
Yes.
So they can only do what's allowed in that, say, bucket of power. And there's a lid on that bucket. So the executive branch is second, and then the judicial branch is the least.
And oddly enough, it's been kind of reversed.
With the judicial activists.
Yeah. Supposed to be able to check each other.
Yes. Some right. Checks keep, and balances.
Keep anyone from having all the power.
Yeah. Thank you, Ann. Have a wonderful... Ma'am?
The people are the only ones that can give the additional power to the legislative branch. And
right.
People don't realize that.
Yeah, right.
It was an ingenious... government formation that our founders came up with that was, it's
rivals anything in the world. Rivals anything in the world. Wonderful experiment in freedom 244 years ago.
Right. Thank you, Ann, from the great state of Virginia. When we get back, we'll go to Oklahoma, Texas, Mississippi, Iowa. You too. We can take your phone call. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.